Mashenkin halachas, but opposed to when we talk about the halachas. Hareoris chokhma meiro bahen begilui. So over there, the shine of the chokhma ilah, is open over there. It doesn't block over there, because over there, you have the wisdom. Ulevusha ha'asiya, and the fact that the Eibishter's chokhma dresses up in physical matters, in karbonis, in pigul, in gashmis, dikya thing, hu derech maiver levad. In other words, they're just passing through, which means that it doesn't change the chokhma. So it's the same chokhma. Maybe if I can give an emotional for that, I'm not sure it's fitting, but I give an emotional. If you ask somebody, you know, what is two apples? You ask a child, he says, how much is two apples and two apples? He'll say it's four. But you ask him, how much is two oranges and two oranges? He says he doesn't know. Because the two is dressed up in the apple. But the essence is that same idea is really the same idea. It's not a different idea, because it's not. So when we get the idea of the Eibishter in Gashmis, it's still the same Chochmah over there in the higher world, but addressed up to us, we understand it the way it comes down by Gashmis and Kinyonim, but it's really the same Nekuda, the same idea, which is in a higher level. And it just passes through a Gashmizdik idea. The idea gets dressed up in a Gashmizdik thing, but it still remains that same Chochmah, the Chochmah of the Eibishter. So now he wants to give an example that sometimes you see that that things impact, come down to the world, but not in a way that they sort of acquire. So some things go through, they don't acquire the characteristics of where they go through, but rather it's just passing, you're just passing through. You don't really become like that. So like he says, example, Kemoi B'Yom Tov. Say for example, Yom Tov, Shechesed Atzilus Hamlubish Legamri, B'Chesed Debriyah. So that Chesed of Atzilus, which is totally dressed up in Chesed Debriyah, so we say, Mechayo Il Mazah Gashmis. So then it will give life. And Yom, what is Yom Tov? A special day. What is a holy day? So normally we get from Tzira and Asiya the Chayis, but here we're getting from Chesed Debriya. We're getting, so we're getting that. In other words, that makes it a Yom Tov. But how does it come from Chesed Debriya to Asiya? It still has to come down to this world. So it means we're getting Chesed Debriya. It passes through of Yitzira and Asiya. It goes through there, but it doesn't. But it's still called that we're getting the chayis from Chesed of Bria. And it happens that is by passing through Chesed Yitzir Vasiyah, which is also called dressing up. What do we? How come it has to be? Otherwise, it would not impact this world. I mean, how could we say Yom Tov is we're receiving from Chesed of Bria? So how do we get Chesed of Bria? How does Chesed of Bria connect the physical world to the Gash musical world? That it becomes a Yom Tov in our physical world. So it must be, even though we get it from Chesed of Bria, but still it goes through Bederech Maivir, it goes through Yitzira Nasi until we get it in this world. Av shegashmi is oilum hazeh vade master legamri afilu hachesed asiyah. But he says, but at the end of the day, the physical world is a block. Even a chesed of asiyah, it's a block. Gashmi is a block. Certainly, it's a block of chesed atzilus and chesed ibriya. It's certainly a block for there. What are we saying? Not a block. So he says, "Mikomokoyim halacha atzma eina gashmis mamash." He says the halacha itself is not physical. The halacha, is a study. It's a logic. It's a Torah. It's a learning. It's a wisdom. It's a chokhmah. And shehi b'chinas rotzin hanimshu mechokhmah ilah. That is the Eibishter's wishes that comes from the Supreme Chachma, that the Chachma says that this should be the halacha in this case, this should be the halacha in this case. So what you're learning is the Eibishter's Chachma, the Eibishter's Ratzon. That's what the Eibishter wants. You're not learning, you're not talking the Gashmis, you're learning the idea about the Gashmis. You're learning an idea, you're learning a halachas. Which means that the Eibishter's will descends and shines openly. A decision of the Chochma Ilah is made in a very physical matter. It's not the physical matter, but it is the decision that is made about a physical matter. Like we have like water that go down from a high place to a low place, which is the example. The water, it's the same water. The water that is first on the hill, on the top, comes down and runs down to the bottom. It's not a different water. So even though now it's the bottom, which means you're talking about Asiya, you're talking about Gashmis, but it's the same water. V'adovar Gashmi Atzmei, and Take, the physical matter itself, Shaboy Medaberes HaHalacha, that the Torah, that physical matter about which the Halacha speaks of, so the truth is that that actually hides totally. Say the halacha, for example, hamachlif paro b'chamer. So we have, you know, you exchange a donkey for a cow, and the baby gave birth, and you made the meshicha on the chamer, and you're not sure when the baby was born. Who does it belong to? Was it born before you owned the chamer, or it was born after you owned the chamer? What is the, you don't know. So that's a very physical, we're talking about a chamer, we're talking about a poro, a donkey. Avachem sara pigul, a loy pigul. The aloche, whether the meat is considered to be pigul, in other words, it's not acceptable or not pigul, and then it's kosher. So this is what is actually blocks the physical item. But the law itself, imatama nigla, and the reason that is revealed, in other words, why is the aloche so? Why is the aloche so? He mebechinas malchus de bria. That would be Gemara is located, the source of the located is in Bria. And Yitzira, that's the part of the Mishnah, as we learned earlier. The Bechinas Neshama, Shua Lekus, Hamechaye, the level of Neshama, which is still godliness, not like the level of Nefesh Ruach, the level of Neshama, which is godliness. Hamechaye, Umehave, Nefesh Ruach, the Bri Yitzira Asiya. That gives life to Nefesh Ruach of Yetzir, which means that's already not Elikus. But the Neshama that gives Chayis to the Nefesh and Ruach, which in Bri Yetzir Asiyah, Shehein, Dechilu, Rechimu, which is, what is the Nefesh and Ruach of Yetzir Asiyah? Those are the fear and love, Shalom Malachim v'ha Neshamas. So here the Alter Rebbe does bring down the Neshamas, the Malachim and the Neshamas who have Abba V'yira. V'chokma bina v'das Shalohem, and their level of Chabad, Chochmina Das, is Ma'ayin Liyesh, over there, it's like from nothing into existence. It's a Nivra, it's a new, it's removed. V'lochein, and therefore, the Ha'ore that comes from Chochma, which comes through the Malchus, of Bri Yitzir V'Asiya, Himeravet Simoinom, that would quench the thirst of the malachim and the neshames. Koydim sheyordo loilam hazeh kamay mayordim chulu. That would quench their thirst before they come down to this world, like the water that descends from a higher place because they get it. V'gam achar sheyordo laasiya, even after it comes down nasiya, he lemaylo maylo mibchinas chokma bina daasiya. Afilu the b'chinas neshama shalukius, that even after the ha'orah from Chochma Ilah comes down to Asiya, it's higher than the level of Chochma bin Adas of Asiya, afilu of the level of neshama shalukius. Okay, this all needs to be a little bit more explained, a little bit more, and learn a little carefully.